Welcome to day 55 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Confession, and we begin today the subject of good works, chapter 16 in the Westminster Confession. Really no parallels in the catechisms. There was one question 78 in the larger catechism, which could be placed here, but we've placed it elsewhere, so we've covered it. Let's just cover the first four sections of chapter 16 of the Confession of Good Works. First, a definition. Section 1. Good works are only such as God has commanded in His holy word, and not such as, without the warrant thereof, are devised by men, out of blind zeal or upon any pretense of good intention. Okay, first, good works are only such as commanded by God in His holy word. Micah 6:8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Romans 12:12. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hebrews 13:21, make you perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So good works are only such as God has commanded in His holy word, and not such as, without the warrant thereof, are devised by men, out of blind zeal or upon any pretense of good intention. Matthew 15:9. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Isaiah 29:13. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. 1 Peter 1:18, For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. Romans 10:2, For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. John 16:2, They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, as the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth God's service. 1 Samuel 15:21, But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. Okay, section 2. These good works, done in obedience to God's commandments, are the fruits and evidences of a true and lively faith. And by them believers manifest their thankfulness, strengthen their assurance, edify their brethren, adorn the profession of the gospel, stop the mouths of adversaries, and glorify God, whose workmanship they are, created in Jesus Christ thereunto, that, having their fruit unto holiness, they may have the end, eternal life. Okay, let's look phrase by phrase. These good works done in obedience to God's commandments are the fruits and evidences of a true and lively faith. James chapter 2. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? These good works done in obedience to God's commandments are... By these good works, believers manifest their thankfulness. Psalm 116. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. By these good works, believers strengthen their assurance. 1 John 2, And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. But whoso keepeth his word, in him Verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 2 Peter 1. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. By these good works they edify their brethren. 1 Corinthians 9:2, For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Matthew 5:16, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. By these good works, believers adorn the profession of the gospel. Titus 2:5, To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. 1 Timothy 6:1, Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. By good works, believers, stop the mouth of the adversaries. 1 Peter 2:15, For so is the will of God that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And by these good works, they glorify God. 1 Peter 2:12, Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Philippians 1:11, Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. John 15:8, Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. They glorify God, whose workmanship they are, created in Jesus Christ thereunto. Ephesians 2:10, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That having their fruit unto holiness, they may have the end, eternal life. Romans 6:22, But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Section 3. Their ability to do good works is not at all of themselves, but wholly from the Spirit of Christ, and that they may be enabled thereunto, beside the graces they have already received, there is required an actual influence of the same Holy Spirit to work in them, to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yet are they not hereupon to grow negligent, as if they were not bound to perform any duty unless upon a special motion of the Spirit, but they ought to be diligent in stirring up the grace of God that is in them. Okay, the first phrase, their ability to do good works is not at all of themselves, but wholly from the Spirit of Christ. John 15, Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments, and do them. And that they may be enabled thereunto, beside the grace that they already have received, there is required an actual influence of the same Holy Spirit to work in them to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. 2 Corinthians 3:5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Yet are they not hereupon to grow negligent, as if they were not bound to perform any duty unless upon a special motion of the Spirit, but they ought to be diligent in stirring up the grace of God that is in them. Philippians 2:12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hebrews 6:11 and 12, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance and hope of the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isaiah 64:7, and there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy faith from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. 2 Timothy 1:6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Acts 26:6, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Jude 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And finally, section 4, they who, in their obedience, attain to the greatest height which is possible in this life, are so far from being able to supererogate and to do more than God requires, as that they fall short of much which in duty they are bound to do. That word supererogate is a word which means to work beyond which is required. As in Roman Catholic theology, the saints have not only done enough good works to justify themselves and to get themselves saved, but they have done more than enough works that they can share these works with others. Okay, here are the proof texts. Luke 17:10, so likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. So to pause here and comment, as creatures, we have a duty to do everything that the Creator commands us, even if the Creator does not promise to reward us with any rewards or salvation at all. It's simply our duty to do everything perfectly that the Creator commands us to do. And so when we've done all those things, all we can say is, that's what we should have done. Nehemiah 13:22, and I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Job 9:2, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Well, that wraps up day 55. We'll continue looking at the Confession of Faith, chapter 16 of Good Works, with three more sections tomorrow on day 56.